Hey, welcome to the Harry Man Show number 8, where we ran out of Jeffrey Bucks a long time ago. Today we have a guest named Tom Akers. He runs the Pop Culture Asylum page on YouTube and Facebook. He does a lot of great review videos on statues and assorted toys and all that good stuff. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, man. What's happening?
Good. And you're joining us across the country there, so you're a couple hours ahead of us, so I appreciate that and all that stuff. I know it's a little bit later for you, but really appreciate having you on.
No problem, man. I appreciate being on.
Yeah, no worries. So tell us a little about yourself. What do you do with your page and how you got such a big following and all that good stuff?
I have no idea how I got such a big following, I'll be honest with you. I fucking love toys. I've always loved toys and pop culture. So I just did the reviews for myself, you know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And I guess people like my unruly gorilla style.
Yeah, man.
I really don't put much effort into it, I'll be honest with you. I bought a dope-ass camera, and I just go at it.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that you had the Iron Man post up today. That's a really cool statue as well.
Oh, yeah, that's fantastic piece, man.
Yeah, were they asking for that one?
Oh, man. I think 350 420 maybe, depending on the Iron Man. Oh, yeah, nice. They're high-priced pieces, man, but I learned over time, man. I used to collect every fucking thing, you know, Marvel Legends, wrestling figures. I started off with, like, vintage Star Wars, you know, all the shit I had when I was a kid.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, my house became, like, a fucking hoarder's paradise or something, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I was like, the toys are closing in on me. I was like, man, what the fuck? And then my fiance got a job at Sideshow.
What's that?
And Sideshow Entertainment.
Okay.
Collectibles, Sideshow Collectibles.
Oh, nice.
She worked there, and she sent me a statue for Christmas, and I was like, what the fuck am I doing? You know, I'm sending all this. I'm, like, getting closed in on by action figures, so I just sold almost everything else and just started getting, you know, like, I really got into the 6-scale pieces because they're, like, handmade, you know, like 12-inch plus figures.
Uh-huh.
But like all the clothes and everything are like hand stitched. Uh-huh. The head sculpts are hand painted and sculpted. They're just beautiful pieces, man. So it's like, you know, I could get a case of Marvel Legends, you know, and a shitty ass build a figure, or I could get, you know, just this one piece of a character I love that's just beautiful.
Yeah, it's almost like a part of the household at that point.
Yeah, so then I was like, oh, well, I guess here I am now, balls deep in, you know, $200 action figures.
How long ago did you get into it? How long ago was that?
I think I got my first Sideshow piece. I got stoned one night and saw a Lobo and ordered it, apparently. And then, like, a year later, I got a package and was like, what the fuck is this, man?
Really?
And I opened it up, and it was, you know, Sideshow Lobo. I was like, oh, my God, this piece is amazing. But then I looked and saw how much I paid for it, so I quit. I'm like, yeah, dude, I can get 2 cases of lessons. You know, what am I doing?
Yeah.
And then, like I said, she got that job there and gifted me a statue, and then eventually gifted me a 6-scale. And from there, I was like, you know what, man, I'm wasting money on all these, like, half-assed. Because if you notice, like, the quality of Legends and stuff, like, will go down and then back up and then back down.
How do you think about them right now?
The latest one I got, I was walking through Walgreens and saw a She-Hulk, a gray She-Hulk, and she's a great figure, man. That was the first Legend I'd bought in a long time.
I think that one,
and she looked great.
Yeah, that one figure is statue quality almost.
Oh, yeah, they did a great job on her, but I haven't really been keeping up with them much. I did see a cool Build-A-Figure today. I can't remember what it was, but it was like a big... Looked like a dude that was just a big head.
You talking about that Strong Guy one or no?
MODOK?
No, it's not a Strong Guy. It was some... Man, I don't know what the hell it was. I think it was a bad guy, but he's like a... He looked kind of like a mad ball with arms and legs.
Yeah, that's MODOK, isn't
he,
it?
He comes in the wave that has Pirate Deadpool.
I haven't seen that one.
Well, anyway, are you primary Marvel guy, or do you venture into DC world too as well, or are you all over the place?
Oh, dude, I love Star Wars, and, man, I just love it all. Honestly, I'm not a dude that'll pick sides, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm not a, are you a Marvel or DC? I'm like, whatever is cool, man.
Yeah, same here.
That's what we are, too.
Like, my favorite, too, would probably be The Punisher and Lobo.
Oh, Lobo, yeah. There was rumor to make a movie of that pretty soon here.
Oh, God, I hope so, man. I'll die a happy man.
And he's like the DC Deadpool, pretty much, right?
Nah, he's, well, I guess kind of. He can't be killed, but, I mean, if like you get down to brass tacks, he would smash Deadpool.
He's like the DC like, Dog the Bounty Hunter.
Yeah, basically. He's like one of two or three, I think, people that ever made Superman bleed.
Really?
That's
so
true.
he's a pretty powerful character. Nice. I just like him because he's an asshole.
And
those are my kind of guys, man. I like the assholes.
So do you have this one room set up in your house? Is your whole household?
It's basically all over the place, man.
Oh, nice.
Like everywhere.
Yeah. And how long ago did you start your YouTube channel there?
Last year.
Oh, nice. That's quite a bit for a year. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. It went off, and then now it's pretty much slowing down a little bit. I guess I need to be more entertaining.
Yeah, everything's a little weird right now, but
hey, it is.
Tom, when you do your reviews, do you get free? Do you get like free stuff for doing the reviews or no?
No. Well, I mean, I've gotten some mystery shit. Like a couple weeks ago, somebody sent me that Punisher War Machine helmet.
Oh, nice.
From Marvel something or other. And I don't know who sent it, but I went ahead and did a review on it. I've got a couple mystery packages like that I don't know where they came from, but, you know, keep sending me shit. I'll keep reviewing it, you know?
And where can I reach you, the best place, if that's the case?
The Pop Culture Asylum has a email attached to it.
Okay.
I think it's thepopcultureasylum@gmail.com.
Nice.
I think. I don't know. I've never emailed it. So I don't know what it is.
All right. And then,
I mean, you got my personal email, so you can go ahead and shoot me on that one if you want.
Yeah. And then going into, like, the market now, what do you think would be a wise, like, collectible to get into you see blowing up in the future here?
Oh, man.
I know that's a big question.
Nothing commercial. Nothing commercial.
Really?
All
right. So more like
trying to get into it for money.
No, not money, but just like like boutique stuff. Like who's making them? That's really nice right now.
Oh man, I'm really into this stuff. They're called what are they called? They're kind of like maquettes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's this place called Unruly Industries, and they do just like real cool, cartoony, like little maquette statues and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really starting to get into that. I'm scared. Because, you know, I already spend enough money on the shit I get as it is.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're really affordable pieces, you know, anywhere from 30 to 100 bucks.
And what was that name again?
But you definitely get Unruly Industries.
Oh, I'll check that out. Is it online primary? Or?
I think they're called Designer Collectibles or they're Designer something. Maybe just Designer Toys, I'm not sure. But there's a really cool one right now that just debuted, and it's like a Wolverine, but he's like a skeleton.
Oh, nice.
And it's like an Aztec flair on it.
Hmm.
So it's like almost like he's wearing kind of like a Wolverine mask, but it's like a headdress. They're just really cool, man. They're really unique.
Nice. All right. Is there any shows or movies you've been kind of diving into lately?
Oh, man. What was that? I just got done. Man, I just watched that documentary on Michael Jordan.
Oh, really?
Dance.
I think Chris is in that.
Yeah. Oh, that was fucking amazing.
It was phenomenal.
I almost cried at the end of that shit. I was like, oh, my God. Yeah, dude,
it brought back the 90s and the early 2000s.
Oh, dude, the memories. Like, oh, man, I remember all this. And then there was stuff that I don't remember that I should have. I'm like, how could I have forgotten that? You know?
Space Jams.
Dude, that stuff about Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, Space Jam was actually in the documentary.
Really? Nice.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awesome.
And I just finished Black Sails.
Oh, I heard of that
like
one. I
pirate show. Yeah. Oh, dude, that was so good, man. I wish I would have watched it when it came out.
Yeah. And is that a multi-season show, or is that just one season for now?
Yeah, it's four seasons long, and I ate it up in like 2 days.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice.
Where do you watch that at?
Yeah.
Netflix, I think.
I watched it on Netflix. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything you're excited Netflix. About coming forward? I mean, like, I know everything's kind of on hold right now, but any movies or shows that you're excited about?
Man, I'm excited for Mandalorian Season 2 because Star Wars is my shit. That's my bread and butter, man. That's what started it all. You know, when I was a kid, I got the Landspeeder and Tatooine Luke and Obi-Wan. Been all cooked since that day, man.
And is that true about the Lando show, or is that just a rumor? I kind of see different things.
It's a rumor as of right now.
So are they
from
trying
everything
to
I've read.
Do an older Lando or a Donald Glover Lando?
As far as I know, I'm pretty sure they're going to bust out the younger Lando, but I'm not sure if Donald Glover is going to play him or not. He better, or else I'll probably boycott the show.
Yeah, that'd be some continuity issues.
You'll still watch it. You'll still watch it.
Yeah, I will. I like to act hard, man. Fuck that show if it's not Donald Glover. Secretly, I'll watch that shit, though.
Are you looking for forward to any of the character pop-ups possibilities in The Mandalorian?
Man, if all these Boba Fett rumors are true, it's everything I've hoped for since a child, man.
And that's... it's.
It looks like it's true.
It seems like it's really... all of it's pretty true about Boba Fett. They're even going to bring
any sneak peeks or nothing. They could fucking hiding it, man. Let me see what's going on. You know?
Oh, I'll share some stuff to you on the.
Oh, you
the
got group. Some shit? You got some screenshots, man?
I don't got any screenshots. I just there's a lot of information out there. Definitely, there's a lot of information.
Well, isn't Hayden Christensen going to be in
the armor, man?
In the
Obi-Wan show.
The Obi-Wan show.
Yeah, I'm more excited about the Obi-Wan show, to be honest with you.
That's going to be a good show, man.
Yeah, there's so much lore in that little time frame. Or not little time frame, but just Obi-Wan was my favorite Jedi of all of them. But, yeah, I think they could do a lot of cool stuff with that time frame.
What did you think about how he dealt with Darth Maul in the, Rebels?
That was a depressing ending, man.
Darth Maul?
I wanted a bigger fight. It just seemed so simple.
Oh, man, I was disgusted with it.
Yeah,
I was are you kidding me, dude? All this build-up through fucking Clone Wars and then Rebels, and that was fucking it, dude? Are you serious?
Yeah, I expected more fireworks.
You know, it almost made me think of the... like, if you think about the Obi-Wan Vader battle, how he just let him strike him down to move forward with what was happening.
So then maybe it had something to do with that. Close out with Obi-Wan.
That's what I'm thinking, because as soon as he found out that, you know, the future was on Tatooine, he went looking for it.
Right.
And so I'm thinking, this is to make me feel better probably, but it fucking sounds good.
Right.
That, you know, he went out and was like, okay, he knows that fucking he is guarding the future, and he's been so fucked over by Sidious that he was like, you know, take my life to move on forward with the future.
Nothing else matters, right?
Yeah.
So are you
in why?
Are you in video games at all either? Any Star Wars games you play?
Oh,
yeah,
man.
So what did you feel about the Last Jedi game?
I haven't played it yet, man.
Oh, really?
I've been stuck on Call of Duty. I can't stop. I'm addicted.
Yeah, I'm playing that new Ghost.
I haven't even opened it yet, dude. That's how sad I am.
It's great. I mean, it's not as long as it should have been, but it's a good game.
Which one is that one?
I can't even remember. It's with Jedi.
It's got the kid from Shameless.
Yeah, the kid from
we talked about that,
right?
Okay.
I've heard it's excellent. I just haven't had time to sit down with it. I have so much else, you know, my toes and so much shit right now. I want to be able to sit down and just tear through it.
They got that new Squadron game coming out too, where you get to be.
Yeah, that looks really good too.
Yeah, I'm pretty deep in that Ghost of Tsushima right now. I can't put that one down. That's a great game.
Oh, I heard that was the shit. That's that new samurai game.
Yeah, he's obsessed with it.
That is a good game. Do you ever play the Witcher games at all?
Oh, I love the Witcher games. Man.
Okay, it's like that, but Japan.
Pretty hard, though. Yeah. Like, I had to rage quit for weeks at a time on The Witcher.
Yeah.
Because I get so fired up. Like, damn it, why can't I do this?
Yeah. But the Ghost of Tsushima game, I find myself deep into it, just wandering around that map, getting things done. But it's just a really good story. So I recommend playing that one after Star Wars.
Yeah, I might have to pick that up. I'm in the. I started that Spider-Man game too.
Oh, nice!
But I literally haven't done shit but swing around the city. I don't even have to do anything else, dude. I'm just swinging. That's all I'm doing. Every now and then, I'll accidentally run across something.
Yeah, the more you progress the story, the more you can do when you swing around the city. So it kind of pays off.
Yeah, but like I said, I got my toes in so much stuff.
No, I get it.
It's OCD, man. Yeah. I got to calm down and just start focusing and knocking some shit out.
You know, I understand that, especially with video games. I can only play one at a time myself.
Yeah, if I go to another game and then try to go back to the other one, it's over.
Yeah, you pretty much lost. It's like, I can't watch two shows at all. It's the one at a time, you know, finish it and move on. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
the greatest thing to happen is friggin' streaming.
Yeah.
Period. Because, like, I'm notorious for starting a show and liking a show and then forgetting the show is on or being busy, you know, and missing the show. Mm-hmm. And then I never go back and see it. But now that the streaming's on, I just sit there and tear them up. Like, I'll pick a weekend and just watch, you know, as much of a show as I can. And then after work, hit a couple episodes until it's done.
Yeah.
And I actually remember. You know what I mean? Instead of, like, coming back and being like, what the fuck are they talking about? What's going on right now? You know? Yeah. I have to rewatch it again.
Yeah. All right. And is there any YouTube channels or pages that you would recommend checking out as far as collector guides and all that stuff?
Man, I'll be honest. I don't watch anybody else on YouTube.
Yeah. I mean, your stuff's pretty good there.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
Hey, Tom, you're big on Star Wars. You should check out Star Wars Explained. They're pretty knowledgeable, and they have great video content.
The who?
Star Wars Explained.
Star Wars Explained?
Yeah.
I'll check that out. Anything Star Wars, I'm down.
Yeah,
I lied, dude. I do watch the Joe Rogan podcast on YouTube. Yeah. That's one thing I watch on there.
I think everybody watches it. It's church. Yeah.
Almost religiously.
Yeah.
he's like my sensei, man.
Yeah, yeah. I like how he bounces around the different...
Dude, and like, he literally changed my life, dude. Like,
really?
Because I'd just be listening to him for... Because I'm big into comedy, of course, pop culture.
Yeah. I just like how every episode...
So I would watch... Go ahead.
Every episode's a different subject there, so he doesn't really just get stuck on one thing. And I think that's what makes him so successful. Yeah.
That's what helped me out. Like, I would watch because, like, one of my Joey Diaz, man. Oh, yeah. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Yeah, same here.
That's his favorite comedian.
He was on Joe Rogan, and I watched that, and then I was at work, so I just started letting him play to the next episode. And there's like a Dr. Rhonda Patrick or something was
on
there.
That's a good one, too.
We were having a discussion about sugar and shit. And then, so I soaked up that whole... I'm like, I'm a fat piece of shit. You know, changed my life.
Do you listen to the Joey Diaz podcast?
The Church?
No. Do you listen?
Yeah, I listen to that one.
No, Joey Diaz has...
What's Happening Now? Yeah. It's called The Church of What's Happening Now.
Yeah, I listen to that one probably more than Joe Rogan at this point.
Oh, man, that's just funny stuff. I usually listen to that one on the way to or from work.
Yeah, same
only
here.
Like an hour and 30, so I can knock it out on the way home or whatever.
Yeah,
that dude's crazy, man. He's so funny.
It's funny what he does with Lee Syatt, though, a lot. You know, he kind of doses him pretty hard and doesn't realize it.
Oh, he doses that fucking kid.
My
God. Like, I checked out a clip one time just because I wanted to see what he looked like.
Yeah.
That dude was... Dude, his eyes were closed. Yeah. He's fucking producing this show, dude.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it's so funny. I was like, I feel so bad for this guy.
Yeah, but I mean, he's like in one of the best spots to be, you know. At the same time,
dude, that's the guy you showed me the clip of.
Yeah,
there was a video of him not knowing the camera was on him, and he was just kind of like in space,
in like a trance. Just out in outer space.
Yeah, that was. I watched that 5 or 6 times, laughing the whole way through. It was just, oh my god, dude, that's a different level, man.
That's hilarious.
That is a different level, dude. That's so funny.
Yeah. So, do you order primarily online, or do you Oh, let me back up a little. Side story. We used to watch your statue videos on YouTube a long time ago.
Yep.
And I didn't even realize it was you until the other day. Yeah.
We did. And then he's like, is this that same guy? I was like, oh my gosh, it totally is.
Yeah, because the ones we do the walk arounds, the glass cases and all that, we used to watch those all the time.
SDCCs.
Oh, wow, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, dude. I do con footage all the time. Yeah, yeah, man.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
Yep.
I should fucking be there right now, man.
Chris also has some pages, cool, too, if he wants to push it a little bit here.
Oh, you can just catch me on the toy artography and the L Drivers Customs. I'm always sharing things in the group and stuff.
Nice.
Great pages, man. I'll add that in there. I follow them both.
So did you buy at Comic-Cons or did you always order? Did you always like see something at Comic-Con like, oh, I can't go home without this, or how did that go for you?
Man, it depends, really. Like, it's very rare. Like, the first one I ever went to, I fucked around and stood in lines for toys, dude. And I am not the dude for that. I'll tell you right now, stinky motherfuckers, people pushing stuff in, dude. Man, I was about to fuck people up, dude. Like, no, we gotta go. Like, you go stand over there, I'll wait in line.
I can see you.
So now,
I can see you waiting in line for some Punisher statues or something, for sure.
Oh, man, in a heartbeat, dude. I've stood in very few lines, man. Yeah. I'll tell you that. I usually
stinky people try to pre-order. I can see you waiting it out.
Yeah, it depends on the statue and where it comes from, because I got the hookup at Sideshow, so I don't need to wait in any line for that one.
Yeah, that's really cool.
But, like, it is cool, man. It's, like, blessing for me.
Did you ever have, like, a luck find, like, a Biggest Haul kind of a story where you came across something and you're like, no way, and took it home kind of thing?
Dude, yeah, I've had a couple. Like, one, I'm going to be honest with you, I took advantage of this motherfucker. He had all kinds of old G.I. Joe shit, all complete. I mean, beautiful pieces, dude. And he's like, man, what do you think? You know, I mean, we're talking Rattlers, his tanks, dude, all kinds of, like, vehicles, figures. There was a couple of, like, early 90s still carded and shit. And he's like, well, what do you think he'll give me for it? And I just was like, feeling like a dick, I was like, I'll give you $50, man.
Oh my gosh.
And he was like, he was so excited. Are you fucking serious right now? Yeah. I tried to like,
it sounds like you could have gotten for $20. You know?
Yeah, I was like, fuck it, I could have probably bartered with this dumb bitch, but I was like, nah, dude, I already feel like such a dick, and it was hard enough to try to like hold my excitement in, like I wasn't really fucking him over.
Yeah.
So I was like, quick, gave him the $50 and started loading the car, dude.
He's like poker facing it up.
It was pretty brutal. I feel like a dick about it now that I'm telling the story. It doesn't make me have a very good look.
No, you're fine. But, yeah, I think everyone's had that moment.
You know, it funded, you know, the pop culture asylum, so fuck it, you know.
So is there a lot
and
of...
Then,
go ahead, sorry.
My cousin, like, worked at a library in a small town.
Mm-hmm.
And she called me one day and was like, man, I know you're into all that nerd stuff. Like, this dude donated some boxes of comics. And we can't put them in the library. Do you want them? Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I'll come and get them. I was expecting, you know, a couple shoe boxes with some bullshit, dude. It turned out to be like 25 long boxes.
Oh, what?
Oh, wow.
Of bags and boarded books, man. No, and there was some fucking fire. Fire in there, like,
like what kinds?
Was like Gambit was in there, like Spawn 1-25
Shut
was in
up.
There. Wow. Dude, there was some Walking Dead, early Walking Dead.
No.
There was all kinds of shit to like this place we got here called Vintage Stock. They sell like vintage toys and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up getting like $300 store credit.
You still got the good
and
ones?
Ended up. I kept all the good shit. Yeah, it was all 50-cent issue bullshit that I sold them.
Well, we've done that before too with comics, where we go and we get a bunch of them and then resell them to get like pops or toys.
Yeah, cherry pick them out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So those are probably my two best hauls I've ever had.
Yeah, as far as hauls, you never know what you're going to jump into. I mean, we got pretty lucky with some, you know, stacks of comics and stuff, and even Goodwill. There's a lot of Goodwills out there at all, or.
I don't know. I haven't gone to a Goodwill or anything in a long time. Ever since I found Facebook, I don't really have to go anywhere.
Really?
Dude, you got to check out some Goodwills.
Right there.
Yeah, but it's kind of a hidden thing where if no one's going out, yeah, it's the best time to go in, you know?
Man, I've always heard of these, like, I'll see a picture of a dude Like, for instance, he's holding, like, an Action Comics number one. Oh, look what I just got at Goodwill. Oh, no. I'm always like, man, fuck you. I've been to Goodwill, and I've never one time seen anything good.
Hey, like, there's been a couple solid times I went to Goodwill and was able to walk out with some nice stuff. Like, Generation man, 1 Transformers kind of and love. Everything.
Yeah, I also look for music instruments, too, all the time. So it's always, you know, I don't really ever expect anything, but, you know, sometimes you get lucky there. And is there any good swap meets out there you go to, or is it the same story?
Oh, dude, in the South, dude, there's flea markets as far as the eye can see, man.
Really? Yeah.
I found a lot of good shit at flea markets, too. Like, I found a complete My Pet Monster for $25.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
That's a grail. That's definitely a grail. Right there.
Oh, dude, I wanted it as a kid and never had it. So yeah, when I saw it, I was like a little bit, yay! I fucking squealed and shit and ran over. I don't care. I didn't give a fuck if it was 200, dude. I was going to get that, dude.
I purposely checked the stuffed animal areas in thrift stores, just hoping to come across.
Oh, yeah, I think the one good thing I found at, like, a Goodwill or, you know, / thrift shop, I found an elf, man.
An
like the
elf
stuffed animal. Wow. Yeah, dude. Like, I saw his nose peeking out from behind a bunch of shitty teddy bears. I was like, that looks like fucking elf, dude.
Oh, that's
sure enough, I went over there, pulled him out by his nose, dude. I took him home. That's awesome. It was like $5, too, man.
That's awesome.
Nice. So is there any, any future videos you're doing here that you want to promote? Anything you're reviewing or going over pretty soon here?
I have a whole stack of shit that I haven't reviewed yet, man.
Oh, nice.
Like, I got probably upcoming videos of the quarter scale Hot Toys Joker.
Oh, nice.
I got the deluxe 6-scale Boba Fett that you can put them in either Empire or Return of the Jedi.
Oh, nice. Let's get those videos out.
I know, dude. I got for my birthday, I just got those samurai style Star Wars figures.
I saw those are super cool.
Yeah, I got dude, I don't even know how to pronounce it. It's like Taiki Okiaku or something. Stormtrooper. And then the samurai Toshido Vader, and I already had the Boba Fett because I'm just a Boba Fett addict. Mm-hmm. So I got that. I'll probably do those next because now I'm sitting here looking at them. They're open already, so that's easy.
So you're an out-of-box guy or a keep-in-box guy?
Man, it depends, honestly. Like, since I sold all my other shit, now if I'm getting it, it's something that really means something to me. So if it's like a classic Star Wars, I want that shit in the box or package because I love old-school box art.
Yeah, nice, yeah.
I absolutely love it. But, like, this new stuff I'm getting, like the Hot Toys and Sideshow pieces and 3-0, stuff like that, is so beautiful and detailed that I open them all and have them all in glass display cases and shit. Yes. Every now and then I'll just open it up and, you know, put them in a different pose because they're so poseable. It's just unbelievable, man.
Yeah. Well,
and, like, they have light-up shit, you know? I'm a big fan of, like, if you pay that much money, you better do something.
Yeah, yeah.
With your lights up or something, you know.
It's a piece of furniture at that point. That.
And yeah. I like taking pictures of it, you know. So.
Are you on Instagram at all yet?
Yeah. Pop Culture Asylum on Instagram, too. But.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and check that out. And I'll post a link for you in the video and all that good stuff.
Are you posting pictures in pop culture of your figures and stuff?
Yeah, man.
Bro,
I put it on Instagram first, and then I share it over to the Asylum and my Evil Acres page.
Bring your pictures over to Toy Artography, man. I'm sure everybody.
I've been dropping them
that.
In there.
Let's
I've dropped a few in there, man.
Yeah, keep it up.
Yeah, you need to pay more attention, dude.
Obviously.
Like them, bro.
All right. I just want to say thank you for being on the show tonight. I know you're a couple of hours ahead of us here, so I really appreciate it.
Oh, man. No problem, dude. It's my pleasure, man. I had a good time, man.
Yeah, and just to promote you a little bit more, guys, look him up on Pop Culture Asylum on YouTube. He has some great videos, great review videos. It was a pleasure to have him on. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Hey, no problem. Thank you, man.
All right, you guys all have a good night, okay?
All right, you too, man.